very blessed Tuesday morning to all. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB Morning Light, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock. I want to wish everybody a very blessed week. You know, this is the week in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And whether or not you are Jewish and celebrating whatever religion, background, or tradition you are, this is a very, very holy week when the gates of heaven are opened and God is looking down upon us. And please realize that if you just haven't seen all your dreams and goals and aspirations, just have faith. Realize, as Danny Gokey sings, that you just haven't seen it yet.
Have you been praying and you still have no answers? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you had through so many tears? Don't forget the things that he's done before. And remember he can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. Hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn. All his promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet.
Don't ever doubt his love for you. Cause it's only in his love that you find a breakthrough. Oh, it's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. Hold on and believe.
Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet.
You're closer than up ahead.
Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet.
Oh, your best is yet to come. come.
In order to bring your goals even closer and quicker, you have to put God first in everything that you do and everything that you say. That's how all your actions and words are blessed. Join with Consumed by Fire on their First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't want to love what the world loves. I don't want to chase what the world does. I only want you. All I wanna see.
God has known each and every one of us even before we were born. We certainly may be as numerous as the stars in the sky, but God knows each one of us, and that is a blessing to know that we all can have a relationship with God, because after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to, that we can pray to, that we can converse with just like our friends and family and loved ones? Join with Torrin Wells on his beautiful Known.
It's so unusual, it's frightening. You see right through the mess inside me, and you call.
tell me I can start again, and I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other, it's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so like you to keep pursuing. It's so like me to go astray. But you guard my heart with your truth, the kind of love that's bulletproof, and I surrender to your kindness. Oh, I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other, it's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? Now I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. Hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so unusual, it's frightening. I'm fully known and loved by you.
In this second week of October, go outside, look at the leaves changing, hear the dogs barking, the children laughing, the buses coming down the street, the ice cream trucks on. Those are all the blessings of God. And if you do that multiple times a day, how can you not, as Leanna Crawford sings, how can you not see God?
I see the sunrise in the morning and a million stars at night. I hear the birds, they can't stop singing, hallelujah. I see his goodness when I fall down, and his grace that picks me up. Every day I can't stop singing, hallelujah. How can you not see God in every little thing, in every sunset and all?
Again, I wish everyone who's celebrating this high holy day time of the Jewish year with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur a very happy and healthy new year. We say in Hebrew, Shana Tova. That means have a good year. And that is for everyone, all of my friends, regardless of what religion and background you are, we all need a very happy and healthy new year, especially the healthy part. And we get that if we pray, if we have faith, if we realize and acknowledge that each and every day is a new set of mercies, a new set of grace, a new set of privileges that we have in this most wonderful world we live in. Please sing with David Leonard and Josh Baldwin on their beautiful Every Hour.
Lord, you know me, and you always will. Like new mercies in the morning still. You surround me, and all I know is every hour of every day. Oh, I need you, Lord, and that will never change. And every moment, in every way.
Say a prayer this morning yet? Did you say a verse from your scriptures that is on your tongue and in your heart? It's so important as soon as you open your eyes to acknowledge that this is the day the Lord has made, that this is the day that God is giving us to bring blessings to ourselves, but more importantly, a blessing to our community so they spread from one to another. And the way we do that is to speak verses of God. So you should have some of them on your heart so you can open your eyes and say, God, the Lord is my shepherd. You are my shepherd, God, and I shall not want. Join with Toby Mac on his Speak Life.
Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher. Use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say.
We know that God is leading us down the hallways that we need to go and walk through, and the doors we need to open to see all of our given purposes and our missions. Please realize that God certainly is our shepherd. And if we have the opportunity each day to say thank you, we should. We should always have an attitude of gratitude and realize that we are blessed constantly during the day. Join with Patrick Mayberry on his wonderful lead on Good Shepherd.
Well, I've been turned round, but I've never been lost. Seen the water get troubled, but we walked across. When my knees were shaking, you held my hand, turning my problems to a promised land. Me
many of us are in the valley in one or more aspects of our life, whether it be financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, religiously. We all acknowledge that, but we know that God often doesn't remove our problems, but finds a way through them, doesn't take the problems away right away, but allows us to go through them, builds a bridge for us to go over. We just have to see the bridge and acknowledge the bridge and realize that God turns all bad into our good. On that theme, join with Josh Groban and Brian McKnight on their beautiful version of Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
When you're weary, when you're feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Mr. Brian McKnight. Come through to you.
No matter where you are in life now, even if something temporarily is not going well in your life in one aspect, that's no reason not to help others. In fact, it's even more important when we're not doing as well as we should to help others. It means even more to us, and it means even more to them. So join a nonprofit, join an organization, a charity in your life. Give a little bit of your time and a lot of your heart, and start a fire within. It will not only help our community, but it'll help you as well. Join with Unspoken on their Start a Fire. God can't solve your problems or answer your prayers or turn around bad for good, you don't know how big our God is. When you say no, he can't. We always say, as Cain sings, yes, he can.
Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again? But when I look back, did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Oh, did he defeat the darkness? Sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands, but I know
trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing. Yes, he can.
Hold on to the promises of God. You know, the promises that God made in the Bible 3,000 or more years ago are the same promises that God has for us today and the generations that come after us. Always hold on to those promises. Always hold on to those dreams. Make God a partner in everything you do. Join with Lauren Daigle on her Hold On To Me.
When the best of me barely breathes, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen. When I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me when I forget I need you. When I start to break in desperation underneath the weight of expectation. Hold on to me. Hold on to me. Loves me better. Hold on to me.
Realize that those who have come before us are meant to give us strength because we stand on their shoulders. We are here because they were there. We stand in their trials and tribulations, but we also stand in their joy and their happiness. And it's only appropriate we remember them and keep their names alive, name our children after them, as is tradition in so many religions, because they are always protecting us. On that theme, join with Alabama on their Angels Among Us.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods and I lost my way. It was getting late and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. Troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger, to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend, just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Everybody sing the song. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They come to you and me in our darkest hour to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. To guide us with the light.
love. It's love. It's love. It's all about love. We thank God for being here on this beautiful occasion with all of us. God bless you.
It is so very pertinent that we pray to God all the time. And what, after all, what is a prayer? We always speak about, don't get all flustered about the word prayer. It's simply a conversation with God, like you would have with friends, family, coworkers, classmates, neighbors. It's just saying, hi, God, thank you for waking me up this morning. I realize that it was you who were giving me another day. And then throughout the day, just talk to God. Allow God to recognize your voice. Acknowledge that you are in partnership and you are a friend to God. Please join with Francesca Battistelli on her He Knows My Name.
Spend today in a conversation in the mirror, face to face with somebody less than perfect. I wouldn't choose me first if I was looking for a champion. In fact, I'd understand if you picked everyone before me, but that's just not my story.
On this beautiful Tuesday, hold on to what God wants you to do. You may not know your given purpose and mission, but do you know who does know? That's God. Allow God to lead you one step in front of the other, and I promise you that will be a blessing. You know, your job is not your mission and your purpose. You may like it, and I hope you like it. I hope you love the folks you work with and the things you do at work, but that's not your purpose. That comes before and after. So hold on to that dream. Join with Katie Nicole with her Hold On.
Smoke clouds all around, couldn't see your face. Darkness consumed me, stuck in the bitterness. But I know there's a light that's waiting up ahead.
that. Have a beautiful Tuesday, everybody. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.